This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing his state's 2nd Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about the healthcare debate in Washington, as well as what he encountered at town hall meetings across his district while home over the summer recess. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And Greg, it's great to be with you. Thank you for educating the American people, and I am so excited. August was very historic for me in the congressional district I represent. I've been having quarterly district meetings as a member of the state Senate, now Congress, for 25 years. And normally we'll have 50 people come to a town hall meeting. But I had town hall meetings ranging from 1,200 people to 1,700 people in the district I represent, from Columbia, the capital of South Carolina, to the coastal lowcountry areas of Hilton Head and Beaufort.
And in terms of what the folks were most interested in, what were they confused about? What were they passionate about? What came up more than anything else?
Well, Greg, I'm thrilled. They weren't confused. They came on over 95%, probably 99% came out of great concern that the government takeover of health care would be negative for the American people. And so they were extremely knowledgeable on the consequences of a big government approach. They joined me in supporting reforms of health insurance, but with great justifiable, very knowledgeable concern about $1 trillion in spending, the consequences of rationing for people receiving health care, the intrusion of big government, which would break the relationship between doctor-patient, the increase in taxes, the loss of jobs. The National Federation of Independent Business has clearly indicated that 1.6 million jobs would be lost by what the president is proposing.
Congressman, the Democrats would counter some of that by saying that they believe that if the system is left the way it is, that the costs will spiral out of control faster than if we spend $1 trillion over the next decade. They also say that there's essentially rationing right now because the insurance company makes the call on what happens to patients, whereas, of course, Republicans, many of them anyway, yourself included, worried about what the government would do if in control of most of the health care system. How do you combat their argument?
Well, first of all, I would combat that we do have increasing health costs in the United States, and that's because we have an aging population, which is good. And so people are living longer, they're living healthier. In fact, by all indications, the American health care system is clearly the best in the world. It will cost more because people want better. As to the rationing, where it's really the choice of the individual as to which level of health care they want. But with the government intruding and coming up with a government option, the government would determine the benefits. They would determine the regulations. They would then judge the whether the regulations are being fulfilled. And then the government option, if it were failing, the taxpayers have to pay the shortfall. So we do need reforms, and there can be targeted reforms. We've been working to enable people to buy insurance across state lines. That's the bill by Congressman John Shattuck of Arizona. We've worked for legislation that would provide for association health plans for small businesses. There are means of providing for portability for pre-existing conditions. All of these can be done without increasing taxes.
Congressman, obviously tonight you will be in the House chamber when the president delivers a speech to the joint session as well as to the American people. And as Americans sit in front of their television sets this evening, what do you encourage them to be asking themselves as they listen to the president's vision and version of what health care reform should look like?
Well, to me it's pretty clear. The American people have heard the president. He's spoken apparently over 100 times on the issue, but there are inconsistencies. The inconsistencies really relate to the extraordinary increase in spending, how this wouldn't have a negative impact on the budget, the deficits that are projected, $250 billion, the consequences of lost jobs. Small businesses simply cannot compete. They'll have to reduce the number of employees. They'll go out of business themselves. With the different taxes that are being proposed by the president, and we really should be working together for reform of health insurance, but not a government takeover of health care.
Congressman, what do you think will be the end product? Will we see a bill this year? And if so, what will it look like?
Well, I'm hoping that there could be a bill reforming health insurance. I'm very concerned that what the president's proposing, which is truly a big government alternative, this has been tried all over the world. It has failed. Even within the United States, with Dr. Phil Rowe, who's a member of Congress from Tennessee, has explained that the TANCARE program, where government came in to provide health insurance coverage, has failed. Democrats and Republicans in Tennessee are trying to redraw the program because it's been a failed program. And now, amazingly enough, that's what the president is proposing for the whole nation.
Congressman, just about a minute left here, and I know your time is short, and we appreciate your time. One final question on a different topic. Over the summer recess, we also saw a new report coming out on the status of events in Afghanistan from General McChrystal, saying the situation was serious, a major strategy revision required. Many people think we'll be seeing tens of thousands more troops there. Others are saying, well, we've accomplished about all we can in Afghanistan since most of our targets are now in Pakistan, and so we might want to scale back. Where do you stand? Where do you think the smart move is here?
Well, I'm really grateful that I met with General McChrystal in Kabul. I have great faith in him. Also, our Ambassador Eichel Berry is a retired general himself who served there with the NATO forces. I want to defer to the military. In my visit to Afghanistan last month, I was very impressed to see what I saw firsthand of new roads, new sidewalks, new businesses in a country that's the third poorest on earth. And so I believe that a civil society can be created there. I believe that it's crucial as we're thinking of 9/11. It was from the valleys of Afghanistan that America was attacked. And so for us to say that, well, we'll just have to maybe go somewhere else. No, it's a threat to us, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. The best way to protect American families is to defeat the terrorists overseas.
Congressman, I know you've got to run. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Best wishes.
Same here, sir. South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.